K-State Nation, we're back again for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer coming at you here on this Wednesday, April 9th, men's golf. Yes, we're talking men's golf on here. All things K-State sports here on this particular podcast. We don't just focus on one thing or two sports. We will go try to cover all things K-State sports. That's where this K-State's podcast is all about. Eddie Greer here, your host of this podcast. Turn our attention here for a few minutes with men's golf. Excuse me. Men's golf. K-State men's golf finishing the top five yesterday at the Tiger Intercollegiate. If I can talk here, I mean, a lot of attention is on women's golf, and rightfully so, because Carla Burnett winning, Augusta winner, last weekend, so huge, and finally, a K-State mention was mentioned on the Kansas City radio show. My favorite show I like to listen to, as far as Kansas City radio goes there as well. Finally, somebody realizes what K-State is doing. out there. That's another topic for another show. But Alex Lindstrom led the K-State men's golf team throughout this intercollegiate there. Fourth place finish for them. They've got overshadowed over the last couple of days or so. But K-State men's golf, every time they've been on the course, they have put down some good numbers as well. Another top five finish for them. Lindstrom, going back to him. And by the way, this was in Columbia, Missouri. You can figure out why, because Missouri, because the University of Mizzou, whatever. The Wildcats there, 21 over, par 861 here throughout the tournament here. I think it was just a two-day tournament there. Let me see, the Wildcats carded, 21 over, par 861. This was according to the article I read before hopping on here. It was a difficult course for the team here. K-State closed out the middle 18 holes yesterday by putting up a 4 over par 284. The Wildcats matched that figure in the final round. Yeah, back to Alex Lindstrom real quick. Lindstrom finished the intercollegiate at a 4 under par 214. He was tied for 13th place. The second best showing of his career right there, as he moved up plus seven in the final round yesterday, thanks to a 1 under par 69. That turned out to be his best round of the 2025 season there. Lindstrom is from Halmstad, Sweden. Produces best finish outside of Manhattan as he placed second in his first event at K-State. The Wildcat Invitational, you got to go back to 2023 of the month of September to find that there as well. So Alex Lindstrom doing some big things here for himself there as well. Others in the mix, including Ian McCrary and Eric Sabelstrom. Sabelstrom Holmberg. Yeah, see, he's been busy. We did talk about men's golf on this podcast, but let me see. There, McCrary and Sabelstrom Holmberg were locked up in 26th place, 7 overall, par 217. There, Sabelstrom is from Sweden. He was plus 8 in the final round yesterday there. Cooper Schultz, this got to be disappointing for him. Cooper Schultz has been up and down here this last year at Kansas State. We know what Cooper Schultz is to this team. Cooper Schultz and Carla Burnett are the number ones. And Cooper Schultz hasn't quite played to his number one stats that we know of here in 2025. That's for sure, because every time we come up on here and talk men's golf, it's somebody else leading the way instead of him. It's one of those years. I mean, he came on, he blasted on the scene. Every time we talk about men's golf on here, he was like winning invitationals. I mean, obviously, because back in Manhattan, you have, oh my goodness, I'm going to get torched for not remembering What is, oh my goodness, the golf course in Manhattan. Damn it. Now I gotta look it up. But yeah, he would torch Manhattan golf courses, Kansas golf courses. Colbert Hills. I beat it first. I got you. I beat you, Google. Colbert Hills. He lit that course up, but he did not light up the Columbia course out there. Let me go back to it before I went on a little rant here. Cooper Schultz, tied for 35th place. He was one over in both the rounds, including the final round yesterday, par 71 to finish out this tournament. Nicholas Mason, also, this is your front two starters. This is your number one, number two. Nicholas Mason, he had a bad intercollegiate, 70th place there. 15 over par. 225 Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Real quick, wrapping what the men's golf team did in the last couple of days of the Tiger Intercollegiate out there in Columbia, Missouri, which is about a couple hours from Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III. The Cats did overall finish in the top five in fourth place, but could have been a lot better here. When you're not getting subpar performances for number one and number two there, and of course. And of course, right, Missouri. Okay, yeah, they took on a team title with an even par 840. They finished 8 shots ahead of St. Mary's, and Nebraska was the third finishing team, 14 shots ahead of them. Of course, Nebraska finished ahead of Kansas State. So there's that as well. K State men's golf next up for them. They're back in action, back on the course in West Point, Mississippi. Another M word. West Point, Mississippi, next Monday, and we'll be back in town, coming off of the Lake of Ozark at the Ozarks. K-State, yeah. So they're gonna be taking part of the Mossy Oak Collegiate at the Mossy Oak Golf Club in West Point, Mississippi. So again, for those of you first time listeners, I'll be gone. I'll be leaving around lunchtime on Friday. I'm headed out to do a little 10K out at that damn run. The second year in a row, trying to do it for the second time in a row. We're trying to run it back for the second year in a row. We'll see about that. Obviously, the main focus for me, as I have said on my other podcast, has been which should not have been a marathon, but it turned out to be anyways, the Garmin Olathe Marathon in a couple of weeks. And I know the Rock the Parkway going down here in Kansas City, Missouri, this weekend. I know that's going to be huge, and I have to miss out on that this year because it happens to fall on the same day as that damn run. So, I got to, but I need to get out of town anyway. So, this is probably perfect to do that. Take care of business. Go out there and do that. I'll come back, obviously. We'll talk about the USC series from the baseball. And then, of course, keep track of men's golf, obviously. They've been kind of overlooked a little bit, because of what Carla Burnett did in Augusta last week, what she accomplished out there. Still just amazing. I'm still in awe what Carla did. Winning the Augusta Women's National Amateur. You missed out on that. You might want to go ahead and check it out. And go ahead and subscribe while you're at it. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all be first to know, we'll be notified about that. That's supposed to go ahead and do that. So we'll be back. So yeah, a lot of things with me here in the next couple of weeks. I'm gonna project on race week. Hopefully I can achieve that along with the marathon as well. Yeah, so Rock the Parkway is gonna be people probably don't know. Rock the Parkway 5K and half marathon going down this weekend. And that's one of the bigger races to me. Probably one of the bigger halves in the Midwest, so that's huge. So unfortunately, we've done pretty well the last 2 years, and last year was a chance to try to get to under my 120 mark. Couldn't, just missed it. So seems like that's been the recurrence for me in this thing. But hopefully, we can break that finally in a couple of weeks with the big marathon, unexpected marathons. That I was going to take a break of the marathon entirely this year. But again, that's going to be the conversation. I'm going to have to pin that for the recording of the EG3 podcast for later on tonight. But anyways, yes. So the Pro Project Podcast, same feed, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Again, make sure you subscribe, like, do the things I just said. Podbean app, Greer3 of these podcasts, G-R-I-E-R. number 3 Idiot Apostasy podcast on that. And, of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project podcast. Let's go wrap things up on this Men's Golf edition of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State Sports Men's Golf Team, led by head coach Grant Robbins, comes up fourth in the Tiger Intercollegiate. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Purple Project podcast, home of all things K-State Sports.